With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem taken to a Washington hospital by ambulance today following an allergic reaction. A DHS spokesman says she is alert and recovering. Israel has killed yet another top Iranian general, the 11th leader taken out in the five-day-old war. In the meantime, President Trump warning residents of Tehran to evacuate while suggesting the U.S. could give up on negotiations. One thing is certain, Iranian residents are taking Mr. Trump to heart. Mass exodus as tens of thousands of residents of the big city are trying to get out of town. President Trump is dismissing a statement about Iran from one of his administration's top officials.
3 months ago, National Intelligence Director Tulsi Gabbard told lawmakers that U.S. spy agencies did not believe Iran was building a nuclear weapon. When asked about that comment aboard Air Force One this week, the president rejected the assessment.
I don't care what she said. I think they were very close to having it.
Meanwhile, the president is calling for Iran's unconditional surrender and threatening the country's supreme leader, saying he's an easy target. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Apparent changes within the City of Angels. Here's Lisa Dwyer.
Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass has lifted a curfew in downtown L.A. that was first imposed in response to clashes with police and vandalism amid protests against President Donald Trump's immigration crackdown in the city. The curfew, imposed June 10th, covered a relatively thin slice of the sprawling city and was in response to 23 businesses being broken into and robbed. The vandalism was blamed on agitators looking to cause trouble. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Meanwhile, more arrests there today, and this is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Texas.
The Killeen Independent School District has agreed to stop barring students from evangelizing during non-instructional time. The case centered on a girl who had been handing out small slips of paper bearing Bible verses to her classmates during recess. The principal confiscated the slips and the girl's Bible and threatened to punish her if she did it again. Attorneys for the American Center for Law and Justice went to bat for the student. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Supreme Court ordering a New York court to take a new look at whether some religious organizations should be excluded from a state regulation requiring health insurance plans to cover abortions. The justices acted after their unanimous decision earlier this month that Wisconsin discriminated against a Catholic charity by forcing it to pay unemployment taxes. It's the second time the nation's highest court sending a case back to New York courts. This is SRN News. Kraft Heinz will be pulling artificial dyes from its products beginning in 2027. Correspondent Bob Agnew has more on that story.
The company also says it will no longer roll out new products that contain dyes. The move comes nearly 2 months after U.S. health officials said they would urge food makers to phase out petroleum-based artificial colors in the nation's food supply. Kraft Heinz notes that almost 90% of its U.S. products already don't contain food, drug, and cosmetic colors. Bob Agnew reporting.
An Illinois toy company challenging President Trump's tariffs at the Supreme Court. Learning Resources Incorporated filing an appeal asking the court to take up the case soon rather than let it continue to play out in lower courts. Company argues the president illegally imposed tariffs under an Emergency Powers Act and law rather than getting approval from Congress. More details at srnnews.com.